USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is clearly pleased about the results of a new study of hydroxychloroquine, which shows the drug did help COVID-19 patients survive, even though scientists are still debating its use in the treatment of that illness. According to a study at Detroit's Henry Ford Health System, 13% fewer hospitalized patients died if they were given the drug. Speaking with reporters, White House advisor Peter Navarro said that, quote, science says there's a high probability that it has a prophylactic ability, and he's blaming the media for what he calls hydroxyhysteria. The girlfriend of a Fort Hood soldier could face 20 years in federal prison. She's been accused of helping her boyfriend dismember and bury a female soldier that he killed with a hammer on an army base in Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.